Most recently, HDB released its third quarter flash estimate for third quarter 2025 resale price index. HDB flash estimate for the third quarter of 2025 RPI is 203.7, an increase of 0.4% over that in the second quarter 2025. This marked the fourth consecutive quarters of slowing resale price growth and the lowest quarter-on-quarter increase since second quarter 2020. Here, what does this mean for the HDB resale market? Let us dive deeper into it using PropNest research data. The 0.4% QoQ increase is lower than the 0.9% QoQ increase in the previous quarter. Okay, this is good news. At least this is a sign that the HDB resale market is tapping off. However, HDB RPI has increased by 5.6% year-on-year, less than the 8%, 9.4%, and 9.7% in the earlier year. All big what? Assuming by the end of the year, it will likely be touching 6%. At this rate, I'm just wondering how many more years should we be waiting before price plateau to a more manageable level. While the overall HDB resale market is stabilizing, the data show that there are 480 resale flats transacted for at least $1 million, up from 415 in second quarter 2025. At this current rate, the number of flats resold for at least $1 million looks certain to exceed 1,500 units this year. The $480 million flats we sold in quarter 3 2025 comprise 1 3-room terrace flat, 204 units of 4-room flats, 172 units of 5-room flats, 102 executive flats, and a multi-gen flat. In particularly, the number of such flats sold are located in choice estate such as Toa Payoh, Bukit Merah, Kallang, Whampoa. With more BTO flats all across the island, million-dollar flats will be likely the norm by 2030. The continued moderation in HDB resale price growth could help pave the way for the easing of the 15-month wait-up period measure. Meanwhile, the government has said that it is looking at reviewing the monthly household income ceiling for BTO flats. When these changes take place, we reckon there may be possibility be some knock-on impact on the resale market. At the same note, with more aging flats with a balanced lease of less than 50 years in the resale market, how will the index be playing out in the foreseeable future?